Alrighty, peeps, we are back. New week, new feet. That didn't even rhyme, but I wanted it to rhyme, but it doesn't matter. We're starting off cold. Randall, for your FYI, I added another document to that folder we normally used to populate. You don't have to put anything on there. It's just mostly for my sake so I can keep track of what the hell to talk about in the next episode. Because I've been forgetting shit. I haven't been writing down the things that I've been doing throughout the week. Try to just remember it all, and that's not happening anymore. So I just wrote down stuff that I'll be talking about in the docs like we had it, but we won't follow it to the T like before. I mean, I'll go through my stuff, but you guys don't have to do that. It's just how I operate. You feel me, player?
It's you.
Do it one more time for the audio listeners.
Are you ready, audio listeners?
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
That's Anthony.
That sound is the definition of me?
Yeah.
That's insane. Anyway, that's me, Anthony. Welcome to the ADLR podcast. I'm here with Brian. And Randall. Maybe Randall. Maybe his ghost. I don't know. Hello?
I said, what's up?
Jesus. I was gonna say, I forgot what I was gonna say. Anywho, I'm back. I don't think either of you saw Dune, so I'm gonna keep my spoiler, my review spoiler free later on in the episode. I've been cleaning out my Google Cloud storage and finding like relics of documents and like files on there. I found like an old forum thing that we'll go over that as well. Where people were used to like submit topics for us to do on the pod before, but obviously knowing our audience, no one took it fucking seriously and just added a bunch of meme questions. And so there's like one really good question on there, but I don't know if I already answered in the previous one, but we'll see.
Even if you answered it, just answer it again and then see if you kept the same energy.
Oh, that's true. I don't know when the hell I would have. Actually, can I check when someone... Let me see. That's settings.
You probably right-click it or something and it gives you a date.
Oh my god. You know how old the form is? Within the form, it's like it says, podcast topic request. Use this form to submit a topic to talk about on the show. Watch the podcast live at www.mixer.com/ADLR. That's how old this fucking form post is. And it's funny because people have to add... They don't have to. I think I required a name, so people put... There's one that just slammed the keyboard, I think, for their name. But I'll get to that. It doesn't say when it was submitted, I think. Oh, Anthony, if you read the fucking bottom. Back in 2019. May 14th, dude. 2019.
Jeez.
Yeah, dude. History. Randall, you ran it looks like you were playing some Tekken 8 right up to the second here. Are we doing some ranked or?
How you know that?
I was on Steam earlier playing Persona. And I said you were playing Tekken 8.
Yeah.
Was that supposed to be not? Did I just out you? Were you not supposed to, no one else know you're in the lab or what?
I just, started right maybe about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, snap. Oh, so he's ready. He's done with the laboratory. He did all the fucking mixing of beakers and all the chemicals. You're good to go.
I also started ranked during the weekend.
Is this the same type of ranked as before, Ren, when you're like your by per character rank? Or is it different this time around?
Kind of like, as you rank up, depending on how far you get up, it'll like move everybody up on the roster up to a certain amount. So like, if you get to I don't know, I think like Ranger or whatever, then they move everybody up to like combatant, something like that. I don't know the exact rank, but yeah, move them up to a certain rank, which is like the lowest rank for everybody you have. So So like as you go up with one character.
I know what you mean. Like the base for everybody else also rises. Yeah. But exactly. Should they do that? Because just because you're really good with one doesn't mean the rest of them are going to follow suit.
I don't know.
That seems weird to me. I'd rather have it so everybody starts at, you know, what's the starting one? Rookie? No.
What is beginner.
That? Beginner. Just keep everyone at beginner. And if you're starting a new character, you're a beginner. You're trying to, you know, level a different character or rank up on a different character. That's really weird. They just get free passes up there.
I'm indifferent. I can see both sides.
Like Chanel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that Street Fighter, you have to place per character. And I don't know how much, like, previously placed characters weigh into where they put you. But also, don't, like you said, I don't mind it starting everybody right here.
Yeah, that's a little weird. All right, I want both of you guys to answer your own ways. I don't know, you just started 20 minutes ago, so I don't know if you'll have a full answer. So I'll start with you, and then Brian, you'll be next. Have you gone up against any... This is definitely only online tech against somebody. Like, you know, spamming something or using a particular move, knowing that they'll be safe because it's online.
Just idiots. I mean, you start at the beginning with everyone, so you get the people who just wake up super regardless of where you are on the screen.
Then chill with the name, all right?
You get the people who frame one round start and they just activate heat for whatever reason.
Oh, no, I don't do that, okay.
There's people, even though I have it filtered, there's still, I think, one or two people with ass connection.
Oh, you can filter per connect? Like the what, just rating, like bars? Yeah. Before? Gotcha. So not really...
You get people who match. You get the. If you play a fighting game online, there's nothing new.
Wow, so nothing in particular for this.
Yeah, the only thing here is that you can't skip the short bus, so you have to go through that to rank up to where you actually have to think.
Gotcha. Is that kind of the same thing? I mean, 20 minutes, Randall, but like for the 20 minutes you played, you experiencing the same thing or not? Like button mashers, still, you know. Like what do you experience the last 20 minutes? Tell me about it.
This has been regular gameplay so far.
Oh, nothing wild or annoying.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. So far so good. I guess I'm not even close to doing ranked. I still need to do the combo trials, but then a little game called Helldivers is out, so here I am. Right. What was I gonna mention? There was something else for Tekken, right? I was going to ask you guys. Oh, well, if it comes back to me, it'll come back to me. Randall, what else have you been doing this week besides Tekken?
That's it.
That's it? I mean, that's fine. You going to enter Tekken 8 for EVO this year? Or for CEO or anything? Or any tournament to play or no?
Probably.
Okay. Anyone in particular or you just probably for now?
Probably CEO and EVO, whatever other local tournaments I could find.
Well, EVO is in Vegas.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, you said local, so I don't know. I thought you said it, the way you said it, I thought you meant like EVO was local, and I'm like, is that changing? I think it's usually in Vegas. That would have been cool if it was in, if they streamed it to the Sphere. I don't know how that would look. It'll look warped, obviously, but like the final, what is it? Not final round. Oh my goodness. Grand finale. Final. Yeah, the grand finals were like on that massive sphere, but it's just distorted.
It would be cool if Marvel 2 is the classic game they brought back, and then when every time they went to character select, they put it on the sphere.
Oh, nice. I'm going to thank you for... Is there audio playing from the sphere?
I don't know.
So when probably, I saw,
I would assume so.
When I was there, they were still building it, so it wasn't really being used.
There's audio on the inside. I don't know about the outside.
Oh, definitely on the inside. I would hope it's there's audio on the inside. Anywho, how about you, Bren? You watch anything? Doing plenty?
Just starting Tekken. I made like 4 more costumes for Lee, and I started doing ranked.
You did 4 more costumes?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you unlock more things to customize with the character, like as just you do.
The only things you can unlock is the entire body things, the pre-made outfits.
Oh, so if you, even if you do the avatar stuff? Shit.
That's how you unlock, like, whatever you don't start with for the entire body things, that's how you unlock them, by doing the
avatar Super Ghost
battle.
Eso mismo. Okay.
Shitty, awful. But I decided, I've made Leon, just with Lee. I've made Leon Kennedy. I've made Joker from Persona. I've made myself if I was a Japanese man, because Lee's Japanese, but it's just me.
Okay.
I've made Master Chief. I've made Doom Guy. How many did I just name?
Like four or five, I think.
And then I made Chad from Bleach.
Oh, okay. I don't remember what his outfits are in the show, so...
Pink Hawaiian shirt, almost khakis, that's it. I made him tan.
Okay. Does it have his hair, like the curly hair? His hair
looks like his.
Oh, okay.
And ranked in that, just weekly watching Tokyo Vice.
I'm two episodes behind now. And I'm behind a couple episodes on Bad Batch, too.
I'm enjoying Tokyo Vice.
I might catch up with all that this week.
Then I listened to Soul Ahead's album. Pretty short listen. I think it's like 18 minutes.
That sounds like an EP, dude. It's just 18 minutes?
Yeah, I think so. Let me check again.
Yep. 18 minutes.
Yeah, 18 minutes, 9 songs. Solid.
What type of music is it? Soul Ahead sounds like you're still here.
It's getting like, it's becoming such an amalgamation of subgenres that it's hard to even put things in its place lately. So this is like, it's not emo rock, but it's not punk rock, but there's like soft rock in it, with like some R&B in it, but modernized.
All right, it sounds like a underneath alternative somewhere.
Yeah, I guess.
Alternative emo or something. Or alternative soft rock. Or just add alternative to the beginning, and I'm sure we'll get it.
9 songs. I thumbs up 6 of them. I don't remember the other ones being awful, but the ones that I thumbs up that I liked.
You liked?
Short and sweet. Yeah, short and sweet. Give it a shot regardless.
It's 18 minutes.
When it's sub 30 minutes, unless it's like abrasive or something like that.
It's just Ram Ranch for 20 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really hard not to recommend anything that's sub 30 minutes.
Warning to the internet users, do not listen to Ram Ranch in public. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I feel like there's other stuff that I did, but I don't remember anymore.
That's fine. That's why I had to bring back this doc, because I'm running into the same thing where even if I play something for a little couple minutes, I don't remember until after we record, and I'm like, well, I could have talked about that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the games of choice have been the same still. Tekken and Persona 3, getting through that. I mean, Helldivers, that's the first I've played it this weekend in like weeks.
Oh, yeah, because you haven't been on it like... The rest of us out here trying to spread democracy.
I just play when I'm invited, because I have a JRPG to get through.
You telling me? I'm still playing through Persona 5, bro. I'm done with Persona 5, mentally. I'm already checked out. I just want it to end.
Bad or what?
It's full of itself. That's the only way I can say it without being... It's just full of itself. Like, I don't need you to do a cutscene, then tell me to... Hey, you have gameplay again. And then tell me I can't do anything here to go to bed. Over and over and over again. That was cool the first time. Not 60% fucking in. Just play a cutscene of me sleeping, and then like just play the cutscene until I'm able to play again. And don't fucking fake, oh, you should go to bed, and then make me walk around. Oh, maybe I should read to open up, to increase my who cares what. Aren't you tired from Mementos today? You should go to bed. How about you let me live? That's the point, is this simulation is me playing as him, right? I'm so done with it, dude.
Later on in the game, there's a way around it.
Yeah, playing Persona 6, probably. I don't know. It depends. Where I'm at, can't be spoilers. This game is old as shit. I started the spaceport palace.
the guy in the space with the money.
Yeah, that's it's related to your newest member. So
Aru?
Yeah, I think that's her name. What's her name? What?
Grenade launcher.
Yeah, I think it's her. Anywho, but we're going through that. Story's fine so far. English voice cast is cool. The combat's still okay. It's turn based. Another thing I'm getting tired of is the you have to level your character. It's like the Pokemon rule, where if you find like a persona over like higher level than you, you're not using it, right? Or if it doesn't let you make one that's above way above your level, and I'm like,
you can make one if the base level of it isn't. So like if with your confidant levels, let's say you're at 40 and this one's at 40. If you have high confidant for like that typing,
for like a hero or priestess or whatever,
yeah, you can level past you.
Oh well, I don't know. That's kind of my biggest fucking pet peeve of this game. There's too many systems and they're locking me out of. They're letting me know when I'm able to use those systems, and I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like if I want to in the daytime, go talk to said person and upgrade their confidant, I should have to wait for them to message me, right? Or happen to be available. Like I don't know. Their NPCs aren't doing nothing. I don't know.
This is specific stuff you have to do before a set date to be even be able to access the Royal DLC. If you already feel like tired of it before that, I would not do it, because the Royal DLC, one character's story is decent, the rest of it's just ass.
Oh well,
personally, that's what I think.
At this point, I'm so close to getting 100% of the achievements, and I think the last part of it is probably part of the DLC. That's what I'm assuming, remainder of the DLC.
I don't know. I'd have to see your achievements.
So we'll figure it out.
Well, by a certain date, you didn't do the prerequisites. It's just you're not going to get the DLC.
Oh, then I'll figure it out. I might just make a backup save for everything. Like, anytime I'm about to do something crazy, I'll do a backup save. Just in case it doesn't end there. Well, I guess like you mentioned, if I didn't do the prerequisites, I might have fucked up way earlier then. I'll look it up.
Depends on what date you're at, and that's the most important thing, what date you're at.
Gotcha. I'll just look it up to see if I can access it. I mean, I paid for it. I might as well access it, right? And it's not that it's bad. It's just the things I don't like is fine if it's a couple hours. It's a JRPG. I've been at it for almost 50 hours now, and the things I hate are just constantly coming up. So it's like, fuck, man. I can only do one fucking activity. Is it like, who are you to tell me how fast I do something? Like, what if I want to do two activities in a day? Those small game rules, I'm like, it feels so old.
Yeah, but that's adult mentality. You're a high school kid. You can't do that much.
Oh, my bad. You're right. I do. That's true. Because, I mean, you're taking up your time going to the school or whatever. Again, it's not that it's...
I wasn't trying to defend it.
Oh, no. Again, it's not like it's bad full of itself. It's just like, damn, this is not... This wasn't built for the way I like to play, right?
It's a lot. But that's kind of what I like, especially... Well, the first time I played that game, I accidentally lost too many hours into it.
Well, that's the thing, because most of the time, it's cutscene. It gets to the point where I'm like, if whatever they're talking about is boring, or... And they repeat the same shit in the same cutscene. Holy fuck! I'm telling you. Fuck!
They just reword the same sentence.
Sometimes. Over and over again. And it's like, fam, once I get what this cutscene's about, time to go. I just read to make sure, and then I don't want to hear the voice actor anymore, because I'm like, it's so much reiteration. It's like, fam, I will make a proper journal so I can just see what the hell, you know, what my quests are and stuff. Again, but it's an older game. We'll see what Persona 6 is. But playing that maybe enabled me to keep looking through turn-based games for my Steam Deck, or Steam Dink, patent pending. That's why I got Yakuza Like a Dragon. I started playing Pokemon again on my Switch, the latest one. Was it Scarlet or whatever?
Oh, Scarlet and Violet. Which one did you get, Violet or Scarlet?
The red one.
Oh, I got Violet because I like purple more and it's futuristic.
And I'm just, you know, I'll get back into that. I played it for a little bit. And I'm like, I don't know where I'm at or what the hell I'm doing. So I'll come back to this. I just been trying to catch shit. And that's what Persona is too. Catching all these fucking Personas, dude. And then using them to level. I'm like, there's too many mechanics here that don't... I don't know.
What's funny is like the one mechanic that I would be completely indifferent about if they took out. I don't mind if you only had one persona, if you just had a lot of choice in how you build it. Like, you know, the other characters have, this is their persona.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it does get overwhelming, but at least with at a certain point, I just only cared about like three or four of them, and the rest were just to make sure to fill the Pokedex. And four that I cared about, the rest was Pokedex.
That's another thing, dude. Like, why are we hiding gameplay elements behind confidant levels? I hate that.
Oh, where like you level them up and they say, oh, no,
you can. Now you can do this. How about you? I should be able to do that.
I don't mind that.
I don't like that. I do like the buffs and stuff, like the party members, because those confidants make sense. They're there in the metaverse with you, so I was cool about that. It's like, oh, now Ryuji will throw himself in front just in case, you know, to take a bullet for you. I'm like, that's lit. That makes sense, right? We're real close friend-wise, so if our friend level is high and he's like, oh, no, Anthony, you know, Joker, mm-hmm. and jumps in and takes a hit, I'm like, damn. But the other one's like, you can buy more stuff now. Okay. Don't you want to sell more anyway to make more money? That's the point of you. That's what business is. That makes no sense.
I mean, the real life businesses hide things behind a premium or by like a regular customer thing.
Nobody's going, hey, this menu is just for people who purchase more things, who does my dirty work on the side for what?
Mm.
Oh my gosh. But I mean, those are small pet peeves that, again, playing it, you know, in little chunks, I'm cool with. But if I'm doing like a long session, like just hanging out on the couch, I'm like, what the I had to take a break and go try something else, because it is a lot, and the loop is, it's like purposely slow. And it's like, I don't know. There's something about it. It just irks me playing. I'm like, why is all this shit happening? I don't know what it is. I don't know how to describe it.
It doesn't feel like things are happening too slow. It's just a lot of things. It's just a lot is what I would think it would be, but
there's too much to fucking manage with zero time available to do it. And that I have that in real life. I don't need that in this, right? It's daytime. Make activities by fucking time of day, right? Get everything done in the daytime. Oh, you can only do this at nighttime? Oh, get all the shit done at nighttime, and we can progress that way. Not sometimes we'll meet you in a day when we want you to. Like, it's too scripted for it to be a school sim or some shit. It's just where you're watching a school drama.
Those kind of games, at least with five games similar to that, it's very easy for me to get like over invested and like shut out hours of my day just because. But it could also just be that I'm a stress act, because I mean,
Darkest Dungeon.
Like, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. When I'm like, I need a game to unwind, I load up Darkest Dungeon, the most stressful game, where I'm like, you know what, it loads up a fighting game.
You're like, when I play video games, I'm trying to be salty or stressed. Roguelite. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The heck? I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
But it's more the same for three. It's a little less. It's a different loop, because like in five, if you've noticed, it's all right, you get rid of this bad guy. All right, new party member, new bad guy for this date. All right, that's done. New party member. Like that, it's more formulaic.
Yeah.
This one, it has that loop, but the story is more loose, and like before finishing one section of the main place, I got like two party members, or like for like the past 10 hours I've already had everybody that you could possibly get, and I know I'm not done with the game.
I don't know, but we'll see how this thing wraps up. But I think this will be my first and probably last Persona, unless they change some shit deep in its fucking core.
I'm wondering how that metaphor game's gonna play. Because from the description on Steam, it mentions having stuff to do in the day and the night, but there's no school to my knowledge. You're just a person. I don't know.
You might have, remember like how Johan jokingly said, "Hey, you might have like a 9-to-5 or like a job that you do in the daytime. Like you can be is it futuristic? I was gonna say like a swordsmith or a gunsmith or something in the day or some shit or."
Let me see. I remember they mentioned something about
they might have jobs.
Go on quests, dungeon dive, and hunt for treasures by day. Strengthen relationships, build bonds, and increase virtues by night.
Whoa, build bonds by night. Chill, you're not even out yet.
Choose your actions wisely. Time management's key to achieving your goal, apparently. That's what they say.
We'll see. I don't know. Again, I'm having an okay time with Persona. It's just when I speak about all the things I don't like about it, it seems like a lot. They're all minor stuff. It's just part of the way they designed it. It's fine. It's just I don't think I want to repeat this experience again. Well, I hope Yakuza Like a Dragon is way different.
I didn't play it, but from like backseat, just watching a friend of mine play them, it's way more freedom in the sense of it's not a day and night. It's just walk around, do JRPG shit, but it's over the top wacky stuff,
which I'm cool. It has mob stuff. I love it. Wacky stuff. If it makes me laugh, all about it. I just hope the grind isn't too hard. That's why that's the same thing with Persona. The Persona, I was really scared that the grind was going to be bad, and it's not too bad. You can go to Mementos and get some level ups pretty quickly, and then go back to the palace and fight the things. I haven't had an issue with that. That's it. That's my Persona 5 spiel. I might as well write that down on here, because then I didn't expect to fucking talk about it for this long. How do we get on that tangent, dude? I don't know why I got worked up.
No. Me saying what the games I've been playing, and then you said...
Oh, because you said JRPG. You had a whole-ass JRPG, that's what it was, for Helldivers. My fault. You were playing more Helldivers, but you have a whole JRPG to get through.
I'm not actively playing. I play when I'm invited, because I have a JRPG to get through.
Well, when you see Helldivers 2, Anthony, regardless if I'm a Steam dink or on what's a, does it show a logo on you on my account when I'm, what does it show?
It shows like a little controller, like the old
big picture mode thing
where it's like just a controller, looks like the Steam controller. That's what it shows.
Okay, so that way you guys know if I'm on, like if I'm on Steam Deck playing Helldivers, I'm not gonna be able to talk to you guys, because I don't think, is there a mic on the Steam Deck?
I don't know.
Okay, so you just load it up and join on my party. That's the invite from here till infinity. If you see me playing Helldivers 2, load it up and join my party.
That's the thing. I don't see people doing anything. I'm more so playing what I'm playing.
Oh, I see. You don't have the... Okay.
I have the thing pop up, but more often than not, I don't care.
And you can't stop. I mean, you're playing Persona, which means 6 hours of what's it called? You have to wait till you're at a stopping point, save in this particular location, and then you can get the fuck out of the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those small things, dude. Like, save anywhere. It's scripted. It's not online. Why do I need to wait to a specific spot to save? It makes no sense to me. But again, I'm not a JRPG designer. I don't know how, the first thing to make mechanics like that, or design mechanics that way. Go ahead, man. I keep cutting you off. Besides Persona 3, what else?
I think I already went through my stuff.
Okay.
It's just Tekken for now, the Persona, and then whatever I'm invited to, if I am.
Which would be Helldivers, so.
Which would be Helldivers or Dead Island, whatever, that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I installed a lot of shit.
From your, what got the axe?
I was once I got into this loop of Tekken and
Tekken, Persona, Helldivers.
Persona. Uh-huh. CS is gone. Okay. The finals is gone. Hunt Showdown's gone. Siege is gone. Apex is gone.
Oof. That's almost like 300 gigs right there. Maybe more.
I feel like there's something else too. But I was just like, I keep uninstalling these to reinstall them and play once, and then I'm not invited. So I'm like, I have other stuff I'd rather just play.
It's a lot of hard drive space to just keep storing those multiplayer games. That makes sense. I should start a cleaning house. It might be just because it's time. It's spring cleaning, right? Now, do you install all the games you pretty much own or plan on playing, or do you just have Tekken installed? Let him scramble to get the mic. Hello? Are you at your seat? Randall? Hello? Oh my god, dude. Anywho. Well, Randall's, who knows where he's at?
I'm back. Baldur's Gate 3 I installed too. I started it 6 times. It got to the same spot, and I'm like, at this point, with everything coming out, I realistically don't see myself playing unless someone drags me through.
That makes sense. Damn, I think you might save me some hard drive space. Then, because I might, again, I got the no party limit thing working and playing, and I played it the one time to test it. I might, who knows? I might install it.
It's not a knock on the game. I like the 6 times I tried to play it. I liked it. It's just getting to the same spot. There's a little burnout for that, and then not released on Steam. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude.
When you're gamers like us, we gotta try all of it, and that's the problem.
Yeah, that's everything I had installed. I still have Power World installed. I don't know if you still have interest in playing that. I haven't started it yet.
I installed it, looked into how to start a server, found out how to start a server, uninstalled it.
Oh, okay. So I can get
you can uninstall that for now, because we would have to start up a server, and right now I'm telling you, I am waist deep in Helldivers or Persona.
Diablo 4 uninstalled.
Oh no, I still have that installed. But you said you uninstalled it for Last Epoch, right?
Yeah, at 1.0, so I installed that. And nothing against Diablo 4. I mean, the builds felt way more limited, and I liked the way 3 was in the sense of, hey, this skill variations with Diablo 4 just being, all right, pick one or the other, and it didn't feel too different. But it was no knock on the game. I still had fun when I played it.
Oh shit!
I want to try Last Epoch, which is installed.
I'm calling this episode the uninstalling.
I love KOF. Uninstalled it because no one I know is really playing it like that, and I'm playing Tekken more so than my favorite game. I still have Skullgirls. I won't get uninstalled.
Damn.
But no. I'm playing Tekken more than that, so I'm like, if I'm already prioritizing one game over my favorite game, this has no business being here. Mm-hmm. Guilty Gear Strive still installed until I see who the next character is this month. If it's Slayer, I'm buying him, keeping it installed. If it's not Slayer, I'm sorry, I'm uninstalling until he's in.
Damn.
Just because I don't have fucking time.
Damn.
Street Fighter 6 I still have installed. I wanted to try Ed. Then again, I'm already playing Tekken, playing something else. Unless someone asks me to play, I have no interest in playing it.
And I'd rather ask you to play Tekken than Street Fighter. So mm-hmm. I have Tekken installed.
It's not a knock on Street Fighter. Like I've said here, I actually enjoy playing the game. I'm only a Diamond Marissa, you know.
Damn.
Five Aki player, you know what I'm saying? But
damn.
It's more so, it's not from lack of enjoyment. It's just
there's other games.
Too much stimulus.
Yeah, it's too many games. Sorry, there's no such thing as too many games. There's a lot of games out.
Not to mention, I recently caved and bought Unicorn Overlord just so Johan gets a port on Steam in 2 weeks.
That'd be really
and
funny.
Then I bought Prince of Persia as well.
Ah, thank you. I need to remind me. I need to get that for Xbox. The Metroidvania, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
On top of that, I already pre-ordered last year with my like holiday bonus / present for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for the end of the month because Dragon's Dogma 2. And then April-ish is when I get what? Hades 2 at some point.
Oh my god. I forgot
Dragon's Dogma. In the middle of all this time until Hades, guess what? Probably DLC for games I play. I still have Cyberpunk installed. I'm right at the point of where I want to start the DLC because I already scissored with Judy.
Uh-huh.
But I'm starting to think, do I care?
That's up to you. I mean, I enjoyed the little story they had because it involved more new characters, a new location.
What I'm going to do, when we get to, when it's Elden Ring, June 21st, right? Elden Ring DLC?
I think so. Shadow of the Erdtree.
If I get to that point and I have not started the DLC for Cyberpunk, I'm done. Just cutting the losses.
Oh.
So June. You know, beginning of June, if I haven't started it, done.
I mean, that's plenty of time, to be honest with you. You have 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You can get through that DLC. If you just did the main missions of DLC, you can get that done in a weekend.
Probably.
Depends how much side stuff you're going to do, because they add more side quests, too, because you're in Dogtown now. So
it doesn't take a lot of space. I just realized I had Vampire Survivors installed. I haven't played that since September.
Damn. Delete. Gone. Yeah, but that's only like 20 megs, if that.
Hey, but just seeing it on there means there's another chance I can play that instead of something in my backlog.
Right, right. Brian's SSD is feeling light today. He's like, damn, it ate ridiculously bad yesterday, and he shat it all out today. And now he's feeling clean, ready for round two.
I got Overwatch installed that I haven't played since November,
which was Extra Life.
Gone.
Uninstalled. Deleted.
They asked me to play or reinstall it, but they're not really going to ask for much, so I'm just playing my own shit.
Yep. Delete.
Lethal Company?
That's not even a gig.
Came and went.
Yeah, sure did. We played.
It's not installed anymore.
Damn, delete.
I still have Neo installed, but I'll keep that.
We have to finish that. I need to enforce we're doing it on this day. Because I haven't streamed since that last stream, which was, I think, Neo 2 stream as well.
I need to find free time so that I can get back to, like,
regularly playing games.
I play stuff on the weekends, but even then, by that point, a lot of my options are cut out because I'm like, I'm just need something to
autopilot. Keep my hands busy. Yeah. And Persona does that. That's why I'm like, I can't knock it, because when I'm just chilling in the weekend sitting there and I have my Steam Deck on, I'm like, let's see what this anime, what this new episode of this anime is.
That's why I love it. I could sit here and it could be whatever you want it to be. It could be just autopilot, do the same shit. You can try to make builds per persona you have, which is what I do. You can, every time the next day starts, I'm like, all right, what are all my options? And I go over the cities, see what's available. I'm like, let me talk to this person. Yeah. Makes me feel like a CEO. Pencil me in for 3 with a...
It sounds like you need to get Football Manager or whatever the hell that game was. What is it? Pro Evolution Soccer or Football Manager? I don't remember.
I don't know if it's still on my wish list, but there's a game like that, but it's an auto battler, where you're a manager for like a team of things, but then you get into whatever matches and it's an auto battler.
But for sports? I'd be down for that.
It's like some... It was like either like a fantasy game or something like that. I gotta check if I still have it on my wish list, but the idea seemed derpy, but like something I would like.
I don't know if that's a thing, but people who for sports game and auto battle, like auto battler sports game, I think that'll work.
I don't think it was a sports game, but I feel like that would still be a thing that would make sense.
Like, put some stats on there that you can buff and stuff. Like, oh, this guy can, like, for basketball, he can move good, he can shoot and stuff, and then have the CPUs battle it out, see who wins. That's more exciting. And you get to be the manager.
I played a bit last year of Punch Club 2.
Uh-huh.
Compared to the first one, there's a lot more quality of life stuff, but I installed, like, maybe halfway through the game because I'm like, all right, I get it. Uh-huh. But it's essentially that. It's like, it's asked to the gym, build stats, you get over here, get money so you can go to the gym. And then you put certain stats depending on what martial arts school you want to get into.
Uh-huh.
Then just put him in the ring and you pick his skill set and then he does whatever he has to do.
Oh, you don't actually do it yourself.
No, you pick their abilities that you want to actually equip per, and they do it per round. So, like, I think 30 seconds, bing, bing, bing. And then you can take some skills out, switch skills, put them back in the next round.
Oh, okay. That might be the move.
I liked it. I'm a broken record at this point. The other stuff I had to...
Yeah, I get it. I've been behind on a lot of stuff, which is why now I'm falling behind on TV, because I'm trying to just get through Persona and then play Helldivers whenever I can. I don't know. This is just charm about Helldivers. It's arcadey as hell. It's
a fun time.
It doesn't take itself seriously in any way, shape, or form. Like, it's video game satire. It's just so fun. Just jump in there.
That's how the first one was. Except this one...
The third person makes it so much more immersive, dude. Like,
it being more immersive and it just being more difficult because of that, it just makes it funnier. Because you don't always know what's on you, but in like the first one, because it's isometric,
yeah,
you can see around you, and that's how I would maneuver the spin thing.
Oh, I see. I remember they had to have your cape flowing in the wind, and they added customization too because of the third person, which is nice.
No, you had customization in the first one too. I think.
I don't remember there being any customization.
I want to say.
I'm sorry, there was. But I think it was just loadout. I don't remember. I might have to just load it up.
I remember because you could have a cape or not have a cape, like this one. I think there was some kind of customization.
Okay. Then disregard what I said.
I could be wrong, though.
Alrighty. Oh, I did want to mention that they announced more Pokemon stuff. They had a Pokemon Presents last week. The Pokemon trading card game Pocket looks promising for people who are like really into it and like opening packs and stuff. That might be a huge success, I think, for Pokemon.
I'm interested in it.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, I don't know anything about the Pokemon game, but throughout this video, they showed like cards that me and you physically had, Brian. I'm like, nostalgia's just hitting me, dude. I'm like, if I can just start collecting those cards again, that'd be pretty cool.
It I have interest in just how pretty it is, and then like what you said, but then I haven't had like a, for time's sake and release sake, like a actual card game to dive back into. I dabbled.
And like, you already did Slay the Spire?
Yeah, I've beat that.
Okay. Kind of even played a lot of it. I don't remember if you sunk your teeth into that.
He played, from what I've noticed, he's played a lot more than I have. I played a lot up until when I stopped playing was before they announced the fourth class, the Stance Lady. But I put a good amount of time into it. Mm-hmm. I want to say I'm 90% sure I got the true ending. But what it is, I don't remember.
Gotcha. I'm calling it, I don't even know. You hit me with the craziest. I forgot Dragon's Dogma is in like a month, not even.
It's this month. It's yeah. The 24th, I think.
The end of the month, yeah. Goodness, dude.
Yeah, well, Ben, I'm just waiting for that. I saw a trailer they put out of the class that I played in the first one, and I know I'm not trying that shit again because that was boring. That's why I stopped playing, I think.
Which class was it?
Mystic Archer.
Oh, okay.
Essentially, what it was is you have an infinite gun, there was a bow, and it shoot magic arrows.
And they got boring?
Yeah, because it wasn't like anything flashy. It was just, all right.
Oh,
and I think you can maybe switch the magic on or something simple and just hold the name.
Oh, okay. It wasn't engaging. Think
third person Destiny raid boss.
Oh, okay. That's not, after a while, you get the loop gets boring.
I think that's what made me, like, turned me off to the game. So I'm not going to try that.
I'll have to check the list. That's crazy. And then for the Pokemon stuff, they announced the next Legends game. They call it Z-A or something. But I don't think none of it was gameplay. So, and it's also slated to release in 2025, which, if you guys have been paying attention to the news, Switch 2 is rumored to be released in 2025. So Pokemon might be a launch title. And judging by how, what is it, Scarlet, is it called Scarlet and Violet, released with on the first Switch, I'm sure Game Freak was like, y'all need to give us fucking something because we're maxing out this hardware badly. We're maxing it out. Like, Tears of the Kingdom is, I think, it was the last big push. And even then, there's areas in that where on the Switch, that shit is chugging. So.
I find it interesting that they would hypothetically launch the Pokemon game. I think it's usually Mario or Zelda, right?
Yeah. Last for the Switch, it was Zelda with Breath of the Wild.
GameCube, did they have Metroid Prime on release?
We're not doing this. We're not going to increase my fucking hype and hope that this time we'll have the next Metroid Prime launch with Switch 2. We're not doing that.
You're telling me, brother.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to get hype favorite, for no reason. One of my favorite
fucking Nintendo IPs, and I'm just waiting. And at least they did the courtesy of releasing Dread, which I liked. I thought it was gonna be more of a horror game.
I enjoyed it. It was still the Metroidvania I need. It's the fix I needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do need a Prime now. I might go grab the remaster for Prime 1 just to get back into the spirit of things. But
if they release if they at least release the third one, I'll get back into it because that's the only one I didn't play.
They should have done what they did with Mario, man.
Make a collection.
That collection is so good.
But that's the thing. Since then, they haven't done it because Nintendo realized they're the king of reselling you nostalgia. So, like, why would they sell you three games for 60 when they can sell you
each of them for 40? Oh, or that. Or it might be bundled for Switch 2. There's too much stuff to wait for, and I just want more news, you know, some roadmaps, something to get super excited for.
I expect a new Mario. I don't know if this is true, but I assumed that they fluctuate between 3D and 2D. So I would think that they'd launch another Odyssey or like something else.
Well, yeah, they remember Mario Odyssey came out a couple months after the Switch release, like that December or something, or maybe the year later.
And so, then Wonders.
Yeah. So they might launch with a Mario game, a Pokemon game.
Mario Kart has been a new one. They just keep porting it, so.
Then that might be the Mario they launch with, Mario Kart 9, which it would be, I think.
Because I don't think, at this point, Smash would be close to the launch.
And it would be a different person entirely, so.
Because Sakurai's gone.
He's done, yeah. And I'm sure whoever's there now is probably going to want to make some changes to the game. Mechanically.
The only part that's going to be stupid is that everyone's here is gone because they're not doing all that licensing fucking fiasco.
Nope. So good. I hope you enjoyed everybody being in the previous Smash because they're not all going to be there again, which sucks.
The only thing I hope for is that if they or do maybe make another Smash, it's good netcode.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that either. They're not really. I mean, I don't know because they did sort of try to make tournaments in the new one, but I don't know how that felt, how that went. I don't know how often that was used.
For COVID, in Smash Ultimate, they had like an online series, but with the expected complaints.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think they would be prioritizing netcode. They always probably just make sure that, you know, not as fun, that local play works. That's something I do want to shout out for Nintendo, because they know, even like their handheld device, you can take that off of Wi-Fi or any sort of internet and your games will still work. Like they're built to just be run locally, and then sadly the networking is an afterthought, but hey, you lose your internet, you can still play all your most of the Nintendo games, unless it's like Splatoon or something,
or Tetris.
Yeah, but I don't have to worry about, oh, let me go verify if you own, like, let me go see if you own this or it's getting an update or some shit. It just runs. Especially if you have the physical one. I don't know if you have only digital, if it works like that, but.
Yeah, I think you should. So, I mean, on road trips, I've played
something. Oh, you're right. On your Switch.
I don't remember what, but I did.
Probably Hades.
Yeah, that or Fire Emblem.
Oh, yeah, or Fire Emblem, you're right.
Honestly, those are like the two things that are making me consider. After PS5, no longer PlayStation console owner.
That's the last one. You're gonna trade it in when the 6 comes out.
Yep, I'm probably gonna trade when the Switch 2, whatever. I might finish whatever I gotta finish on my PlayStation. Trade that in with my old Switch. And that's the thing. Even then, my Switch, I don't use it that often. I use it for like Fire Emblem for sure, Metroid for sure. But outside of that,
then you might want to wait until they drop those titles.
Hmm.
And then just buy. That's what I did for mine. Remember, I didn't buy the Switch until Mario Odyssey was announced, and they happened to have a bundle with it. I'm like, oh, with red joysticks or Joy-Cons? Bet. You can do the same thing. They might have like whatever new Fire Emblem is going to be on the Switch too.
That Kirby game was a letdown. Forgotten Lands.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be, if that makes sense.
I didn't beat it. I got bored.
We keep saying Switch 2. The only sequel we had was Wii U. So it means they don't do numbers. So this is going to be called something else.
DS, 3DS.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and then all of it's functional. They called it the 3DS because you had 3D on the screen.
So the Game Switch. Boy and the Game Boy Advance. And the Game Boy Advance SP.
Yeah, but nothing was targeting Game Boy Advance SP. It'd be GBA. So, yeah, like, you're right. It was, right.
It was still the same generation.
Yeah. It was still Game Boy to Game Boy Advance. So, it'd be the Switch Advance, the Switch U. They don't do numbers. I'd like to see what they come up with. I'd love to see the hardware at this point. Like, it's been who knows how many years now.
I don't even know what they would call it. Because the whole point of Switch was the switch between handheld and console form.
Yeah.
They can call it the Switch Deck.
Imagine they try to go after Steam Deck, but just call it the Deck as well.
They might call it Nintendo Go.
The Switch Go? Or just Nintendo Go? I don't know. Because Pokemon Go kind of has that, the Go branding. And that's mobile.
Nintendo Mobile? No.
I'm
Nintendo Turbo.
Turbo? Shit. Oh, the Switch Turbo. I can see that. Like, it's just a more powerful Switch. So you can still play all the games from the Switch 1, backwards compatibility, but it's just, you know, the Switch Turbo. Coming out, Nintendo Switch Turbo. I like it. I'm down for that.
Look at you. Guy who doesn't like Nintendo throwing gems.
Yeah, I think he works for them secretly, and this is how he just leaked it. He knows how many fucking petaflops are going to be on that Switch 2. Or Turbo.
I always knew that he knew Jimmy Nintendo.
I thought you were supposed to match the first letter. That's what I've been doing. So it'd be like Nancy Nintendo or Nathan Nintendo.
It's always Jim or John.
Oh, I thought. Okay.
Then I'm mistaken. I'm just following Johan's lead.
Then where did I get that from?
I don't know.
I always like to match the first letter. So I would call it
from comic book fucking naming convention. Like alliteration.
Oh, then I might have gotten from that. Anywho. All right, I'll do a super quick, spoiler-free review here of Dune 2.
I'm just kidding.
No, spoiler-free.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'm like, what the hell? But you do get to hear that song again with the ha, which is great.
I don't remember it.
All right, you and Randall, the same thing. He's like, I don't remember that. I'm like, but they used it in that New York meme, and he's like, nah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, all right. When you hear it, you can be like, oh, that. Anyway, Dune 2, Timothée Chalamet.
It's white me.
Rebecca Ferguson. You know, the same people are in there. Josh Brolin. It takes place. It picks up quite literally right after the first one ends. Spoilers on the first one, if you haven't seen it. Sorry, you've had some time, right? Paul Atreides and his mom. I forgot her mom's name.
Her mom?
His mom's name. Jessica? Because they mentioned her by name when the witch lady came and...
Do you want me to tell you her name?
Yeah.
Lady Jessica?
I knew it. I'm pretty sure it's Jessica. Anyway.
I trusted you so.
They were on the run. They ran into some Fremen, and then Paul kills one of them to prove that he can be part of the group or whatever. So it picks up right after they're carrying the body of the guy he killed into, you know, where they gotta go.
The crazy looking black guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You remember, right? How they ended?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It takes place right after that. There's like an introduction by Florence Pugh to kind of set the stage a bit of what the events that happened in the previous movie to catch you up. And then when it goes to real time, it goes back to that. And I'm not going to tell you guys more than that. The movie was absolutely great. It's 2 hours and like 47 minutes for the runtime. This is the first movie where I looked at my watch like, is this over yet? And I'm like, because I don't want it to be over yet, right? And it does this thing where the pacing's like, okay, it feels like there's a lot of good stopping points in this movie. And you're like, okay, I think it's wrapping up. Said thing happens, more plot, more things are happening. And I'm like, okay. Anytime where I'm like, okay, I guess it's wrapping up, it goes, no, we're not done yet. And I'm like, we got something else to show you. Oh, shit. It's if it's hype, it'll be hype. You're like, oh, okay, that's a good way to end it with a hype moment. No, we're still not done yet. And we're going to show you something else. So the pacing is pretty quick. A lot of things are happening pretty quickly. Because I guess there's a lot to cover. Because there's still a part 3 after this. So they get through it fast enough where I'm not like, hey, you're rushing. But we're still letting stuff breathe. I'm not going to try to spoil it. But the first sabotage mission they go on, it was so dope. That was pretty much my favorite part of the movie. The movie also takes time to showcase the Fremen, their way, like how they live, how they've been surviving, you know, out here in a way. They show off, hey, like not all the Fremen are kind of the same minded. There's people who believe in the prophecy, like you mentioned. They were all kind of suspecting that Paul is the one, right? So there's fanatics in the Fremen there who like truly believe in it. And there's people who are like, nah, dude, that's what old people do. We're here for war because they're destroying our planet. So like even within the Fremen, there's like a little bit of a divide. They take time to showcase that. Shout out to Javier Bardem. He's the only cheerleader I want in ever. And I'll keep it at that. And you're like, cheerleader? When you see it, you'll understand. The chemistry between the cast and this is awesome, including Javier Bardem's.
Does that name sound so familiar?
You've seen him before. He was in a bunch of stuff.
In the first one?
Yeah, at the end.
Javier.
He's in it. No, I'm sorry. He's in it.
Country from Old Men.
Yeah. He's in it near the beginning, a bit when he first meets Leto Atreides, which is the character I played.
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah. And then at the end of the movie. Anyway, those returning characters are back. Those are people who you didn't see die on camera, most likely are back from the first one. Florence Pugh's character is introduced, same as Austin Butler's.
And does he sing Elvis songs?
Quite the opposite of singing in this.
He's not all shook up?
Nah, he looks... I don't want to spoil what he looked like and stuff. There's different sequences. They show off a little bit more of the Harkonnen as well. Like,
I don't know what that means.
The race of people who destroyed everything the Atreides had. Like the all white people.
Oh, the cum Squidwards?
Yes. They show, then there's like a section of the movie where we're kind of on a Harkonnen planet or a Harkonnen occupied planet, and they show off stuff pertaining to, but you know, what they like. I don't want to spoil too much. Anyway, a lot of info. If you don't remember stuff from the first movie, I recommend you watching it before. I did it before watching it. I watched part one before watching part two to refresh. There is stuff that they reference directly from the first one, because all the stuff that they've shown so far has some sort of payoff within either that movie or now in this one. And then in this movie, there's stuff that they're keeping us invested. Like, when did that happen? And you're like, oh, that's weird. And you start to speculate what is actually happening. What are the intents of people's political moves / the intents of like the witch crew and stuff. And you're like, okay, shit's popping off. That's all I got to say. I'm excited to see how they finish this off. If this movie, without spoilers, obviously, if part three lands, like, because I really like this movie. I don't know if I've started off the review. I liked it a lot. I think it's a must watch. You need to go watch it. If three is the same way, because I like the first one, I like the second one. If the third one hits and it's just as great, this is the new trilogy for me. Period. Like, Star Wars came and gone because
it did that for me already.
But this is it's just so cool. I just like how the pacing in this. I like how they're slowly rolling out new information about different forms of, you know, the different people, history. The only thing I can tweak is how they explain the magic, not the magic stuff, but like the witchcraft stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only thing where I'm like, if you can lay down some ground rules for us to follow so we know what's bullshit, what's not bullshit, that'd be great. But that's kind of the same complaint I had with Jedi's and Star Wars. So if you don't mind that kind of stuff, then you won't have that complaint.
Do they do a kind of thing where they name a kind of magic thing, and instead of giving a full explanation, they kind of just, and then they move on to the next thing?
They'll name some stuff, and then they'll explain what pertains to the story. Okay. So you're not lost. So you're like, okay.
So just the plot side of it.
Yeah, like, hey, we're doing this because this is, if we don't do this, this can happen. And like, they give you the tree of what's possible to happen. So then when it's about to happen, you're like, okay, now you know what's at stake and you have to watch.
I mean, you know what that means though.
What?
Spinoff.
We looked it up after, because there's so much information, Janana, and I started looking up, like, is there, like, all the books? There's a book on just the Atreides. There's a book on just the Harkonnen. There's so much source material that if this takes off, if the whole trilogy comes out and people still want more, I'm sure there's going to be people lining up to get the rights to make spinoff shows and stuff.
I hope they do that with caution.
Same. Because I'm telling you, if this part three hits and I loved it, like these past two, keep that shit just like that, dude.
Because my have the mighty fallen.
Yeah, they sure have. Shout out to Timothy Chalamet.
Despite me.
He had quite the arc in this movie. There's a lot of stuff he had to, you know, perform. They did a cool little thing where, like, he has a lot of anger, bursts of anger because, I mean, he just came off his entire family getting, you know, butchered and stuff. So he'll have, like, outbursts of rage, and, like, he knows how to use the voice. So, like, those small tweaks in audio, like, I'm assuming they did it in post, is so effective because he seems like he'll, the anger is, like, believable, right? And even when he's using the voice, it's like, okay. When his time for him to flex, he has a monologue near the end where I'm like, yo, this kid has, you can feel the change he's had since the beginning of the movie till up to this point. And it's like, okay, we're, people are jumping between good and bad here, right? Like, well, you don't know what their true intentions are. Like,
everybody's just people instead of just cut out protagonists and antagonists.
By the end of it, yeah, you're like, I don't know who to, I don't know if I should be rooting for this because either the way they're going about doing something or yeah, like it's, I had a great time. And like I mentioned, the pacing is a little, it is slow at times where you're like, okay, I think they're wrapping up, but then they're like, hold on, we got more. And then you're like, you're hype again. And you're like, oh my God, I hope it doesn't end right now. And it doesn't. And you're like, yeah. And then it slows down. And then you're kind of doing back and forth. I don't know. I enjoyed it a lot. I highly recommend to go watch it. It was definitely worth the time and the cash to go see it in theater. That's all I got. If unless you guys have any other questions I can answer, that's not spoiler.
Zero out of 10.
Yeah, I thought Randall just started busting laughing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, 0 to 10. I recommend it. It was a good time.
I don't think I have any questions.
Okay. That is all I got. I know you have any questions for the movie, or are you just going to go in blind? Well, not blind. I kind of told you a little bit at the beginning, but.
No questions.
Okay, cool. All right. If you guys don't have anything else, we can start wrapping up here. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go through the, if you guys don't mind, go through the form questions that were submitted to me back in 2019. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which one's the oldest? Because I think it's by date. 5/21/19. Okay, it's already by in order. So the first one, the questions I ask is, what's your name? And then what's the topic or question, right? So the first one, the name is Cuck Queen, is who put that on there. The question was, do you guys think that streaming and pro gaming has affected the gaming industry negatively or positively? Both. Different aspects, I think, are positive and different aspects are negative, I think. For streaming, I think negatively, because all you need is a hype train to sell your game. You just need to give it to streamers to get it hype enough to get that initial buy of the game. And whether or not you support it afterwards, you know. I mean, not all game publishers or devs do this, but that's become a trend where it's like, oh, this game is super hype. People played a lot of it for a bit. Then they fall off. And sometimes that's enough for the devs to be like, okay, I think we're done and we move on to something else. But then the opposite happens where a little known game they probably wouldn't have seen the light of day gets into a streamer's hands. And now it's popping off and you get to play it. And now it becomes your favorite game of the year and you wouldn't have seen it otherwise, right? That's kind of my thing. For pro gaming, I don't have an answer. The only pro gaming I sometimes watch is when I'm hanging, you know, on Discord call watching like the Capcom Cup we did recently. We saw while we were playing. What were we playing?
Dead Island.
Yeah, we're playing Dead Island and I was playing in the background. So I can't speak on pro gaming, but for streaming, it's both negatively and positively.
I see the negative more than the positive because it's very close parallel to the music industry in the sense that streaming leads to influencers who kind of gatekeep what is going to be played as much as it should as opposed to what isn't. You have streamers, oh, this game, and it's something that looks like they spent 7 minutes making it. But this is the biggest thing because a bunch of streamers played it. So, I mean, not to shit on these games I've played myself and they're fun, but games like Among Us, games like Lethal Company,
Yeah, I mean, we just talked about it. The uninstalling. We played it for a bit. We got it. I don't know if that game's getting updates regularly or what the case is, but it came and went. They already got their cash. Like,
they got their cash. They got way more than they thought they probably would, which is good for them. I mean, I'm glad the devs are getting money and they're being able to support their people, especially because there's a lot of layoffs in the gaming industry. But games like that, games like Fall Guys, are games that if streaming weren't what it is now, they would have spent all their hard-earned cash and development time on something that probably would have inevitably flopped.
Because there's no, yeah. The marketing now is having streamers do it. It's it's live marketing.
So a lot of times it's just these people, these streamers are, they gatekeep their industry, and that's very, it's quite similar to music. You have like the Anthony Fantano?
Anthony Fantano. I mean, he goes into deep reviews, but he's the most vocal and the most popular, so it's easy for someone to just listen to his reviews and just go, okay, I guess it's not good, and not even bother listening to it, right?
You have DJ Academics, who I think they're gatekeepers to an extent, but they're more so to the objective side. He cares more about numbers of the industry as opposed to just, is this sounding, it's like the opposite side of Fantano, where he like gushes on like an appreciation for music, but then Academics gushes on appreciation for like the business behind the music. But even then, if they point out, yo, this guy sold only this much, whack. Gate closed.
Yeah.
Anthony Fantano, he says this about an album. Not as drastic, but there's going to be some gates closed for some people, especially diehard fans of his. As far as like pro gaming, It's a thumbs up, but it's also something that's annoying. So when said streamers that are that big, i.e. like Maximilian for the fighting game, so I'm going to use that as my example more often than not because that's what I know.
Okay.
He brings in a lot of new people that wouldn't necessarily, like people are on the fence. So he'll play something and people that watch for him, because he genuinely likes these things, people like Tasty Steve. But it's people who want to see if they want to spend X money on said game. So they'll go to him, and if he likes it, he likes it. If not, he'll say, hey, it's not for me. But he's such a good, like, I guess, funnel for bringing new people into this community. The downside to it is people who take whatever a pro player says as Bible verses. Because then you limit, it shuts down creative thinking, and it's not really the pro player's fault, but because they have access to them playing and just sharing their thoughts whenever
they have a platform. They have a platform. Yeah,
they're having a platform. The hive mind will hear what they say. That's law now.
Yeah.
There's less creativity or figure it out yourself now because they have access to pro players saying a certain thing, and because, hey, well, that person won 3 tournaments in a row. This is law now.
I mean, that kind of feeds into social media and internet in general. You find someone to have opinions for you, and then you just follow what they say.
That's the downside of having access to the pro players almost 24 hours a day. Those are my 2 cents.
Randall, you have anything to add to that? For the streaming programming stuff or no?
I don't even have a dollar.
That's fine. We can take the dollar. Send it to, I don't even remember the link. I try to see if I can remember the link to my Extra Life, and I'm like, there's no way in God's green earth I remember my ID and stuff. Disregard that. Next question. It was by, I don't know if you guys remember Zord and Zed in the chat. You do? The smile, yeah. So the question he asked was workout routines and how they affect lobsters. I can answer 50% of that question, which is the real workout routines. Workout routines. It's, for me, it's just Monday through Friday, alternating between upper and lower for now. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'll maybe walk around the street for a bit, to get, you know, it's rest day, but still get some movement in. And how they affect lobsters, zero idea. I'll get my, what is it, marine biologist? Is that what they are? That studies sea life? Yeah, I'll when I meet one, I'll ask them about the effects of workout routines when it comes to lobsters. Brian, you have anything on your workout routines?
I'm currently Monday through Friday, but for the past few weeks, I've wanted to like drive into my head to add a 6 day, and I want to get back into yoga because I haven't done since P90X, and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
But right now it's only 5 days. Push day Monday, Tuesday's abs, Wednesday's legs, Thursday's pull day, and Friday's like the free day or just cardio for like half an hour and listen to new music.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty chill. Hopefully the 6 day would be yoga. If I can beat myself up enough to do it.
A fire or just regular yoga?
It depends on how much meter I have.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
And then the lobster part, it affects lobsters if you have cheat days per week. Because if you have cheat days every, like a Sunday, and you like seafood, it's going to affect the lobsters. You're going to be eating more. But I guess if you don't have a cheat day, then there's going to be less eaten.
Very good answer. Randall, you have anything to add on that? Or no?
Negative.
Alrighty. Next question is again by Zordon Zed. This one is... I don't even know if I can actually ask this. Further discussion on whether vampirism supersedes being black. Randall, I think you should answer this first.
I don't even understand the question.
I mean, I'm right there with you, but there's a portion of this question I don't think it
pertains to. I assume we were talking about Blade at some point, because that's the only context I could think of.
That's the only thing that I think lines up. We might have talked about Blade in 2019, July 2019, that asked that question. Do you think vampirism supersedes being black? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so we're just gonna have to defer
to Blade.
To Blade, whenever he gets on, he has a guest star. For when he's doing the press conference for his new game. Not press conference, the
press release,
press junket, the junket or whatever. The promo press run. Yeah, the promo tour or whatever. All right, another one. By Zordon said, this one's focused to Randall, so I know this was in September of 2019. You ready, Randall? This is directed directly at you. I don't know, unless he left to go get food or something. You there?
No, it's good.
Okay. Why isn't Randall improving his running? We might have been talking about your running in September of 2019. Thoughts?
I don't know what my current status was during that time.
Yeah. So, well, sorry, Zordon, we don't have the answer to these questions in the year 2024. I'm sorry.
I guarantee he does not watch anymore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't been streaming. So, what would he watch? The come by later stream or image?
Hey, if he followed your YouTube.
That's true. I doubt it, yeah, because he only came through Twitch.
I feel like you had a nice little group that used to come on consistently. Like...
Yeah, because I would consistently stream. I don't consistently stream anymore. Cobra being one of them, Brian, Johan, Javi, Kelsey will pop in from time to time. Those were like the core really five, yeah. And then Zordon will come in sometime.
At some point. And then tell us about CrossFit,
yeah,
a Prius, banking. Or what's the bald guy? That Kenny Loggins. What's his name?
Johnny Sims?
No. Oh my god, he's like a fitness freak, and he's bald.
That's a lot of people.
Goggins? What's his name?
Randall might know. He's a bodybuilder, like a famous bodybuilder.
Not a bodybuilder.
David Goggins.
Yes, him. He's like, I think he's a black guy. He's bald. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are the only topics he gave a shit about.
It's not that he gave a shit about. He'll come in, ask us about it, and then sometimes he'll stick around long enough for us to answer it, or he'll be gone. It was great. But yeah, those are pretty much the core ones that were there. That were there consistently. We'll have like Gab sometimes come in too, on the off chance. E-Man will sometimes come in as well. But more often than not, it was mostly Cobra, Brian, Javi, and Joan. I think Randall will sometimes show up too to say, you say something about cakes or something, and then you just won't respond again.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, dog, tasty cakes, baby.
You would come in, type in something like that. And then we'll react to it, but then you'll never follow up again.
No, this is, I'm talking about, this is when we were doing the podcast live, and it was
me,
Brian, and Kelsey. And it used to be a group that would come on when you did do the podcast live.
That it would be the same group.
It was those people you mentioned, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I was also including times where I was just streaming whatever game I was streaming.
Near the latter bit, when Kelsey was still in, I had friends that would come in.
Those are facts, too. They'll sometimes say something. I know Kush showed up a bunch of times.
Kush, Nella, Matt, every now and then. Chris, I think at some point. Not Chris. Oh. They watch this, shout out to them.
I don't think, but the YouTube ones on this, think people don't watch this podcast on YouTube. I have more listeners than people who watch on YouTube for some reason.
Well, if they hear it at some point.
The name for the next question is just a bunch of letters together. Like, it looks like someone just slammed their keyboard.
Pronounce it as if it was a word.
Ayusoda Jayuaud. What if you reverse that and I just summon, like, a Pokemon?
Yeah, you said drugs are real.
Yeah. Anyways. The question is, who do you think gets more DKP during a wedding? I don't even know what that is.
DKP?
Yeah. That must be a stat of some sort. I thought you, like, something happened on your end. Like, I thought you fell or something.
I'm Googling what is DKP. Dragon kill points.
Well, I don't know who gets more. Dragon kill points? I don't know who gets more in a wedding.
I'm only seeing this, so I don't know what else it could mean, but I'm scrolling through Google.
Yeah.
All it is just dragon kill points from WoW.
I don't know then. Maybe they both get the same amount, is my answer. It's from WoW. I have done nothing in WoW before. Like, I have yet to even launch it.
I played the free trial.
Anyway, I think we could pass that. Unless, Randall, you have an answer to how much DKP someone gets in a wedding.
Nope.
All right. We're almost done with this. This has to be fucking Brian. The name is Slim. It's just Slim. And the question is, how do you do MODOK cube combos? That have to be you. I don't know what, right? It's either that or Randall, right? Or maybe Johan. Because I don't play MODOK, so.
We defer to you here as the MODOK man.
To do cube combos? I don't know how to do cube combos. The only combos I know is foot dive in the corner for a bit.
The reason I'm pretty sure it's me outside of the Marvel reference
is because
it might have been around the time where I just kept saying, "Dear Slim, stay in."
Then that might have been it. It was still September 2019, apparently. All right. Randall, do you want to answer how do you do MODOK cube combos? Or
I've never played with MODOK, so I wouldn't know.
I gotcha. But neither do I, so I don't know.
That's different reasons.
So yeah. All right, we can skip it then. And then this is the last one. It's a person. This might be Brian? No, this might be Johan. The name is Ebork.
That's Kropi backwards.
Oh, it is. Never mind. Did Brian decipher it? Because the question afterwards makes sense. Ready? Hey, I have this friend of mine who I've been trying to play Darkstalkers with, and he just won't. Not even for my birthday. What do I do?
It was definitely Johan.
Yeah.
And it's aimed at Randall.
That makes sense. Yeah, so Randall, can you respond?
I mean, all he had to do was ask.
No. He asked you on that specific birthday.
In 2019?
Mm-hmm. And then Randall said some half-assed excuse, and then in like 10 minutes, he just went upstairs and he never came back out.
Oh.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, me neither, yeah. So.
I remember it being a meme. That's why he wrote it. But that's what happened.
Oh. Damn, bro. You gave him the cold shoulder. That's messed up. He's trying to play some Darkstalkers, bro. All right, that's it. That's all I had. I closed the form now. Apparently, it was open until now, and I'm like, how? I don't even know where I linked it, so I don't know where this would be at.
You going to keep it going? You going to do more forms or no?
I might open it up again. But again, the interaction for the podcast isn't usually that high. I have people just list. For some reason, the numbers on the audio is pretty, not high, but it's higher than the video one. And no one really leaves comments for the small amount of views I get on the YouTube one. That's fucking hilarious. I put some upcoming releases on here. I don't know if you guys want to go through it or not, but if it's boring.
Right,
okay.
Shay's gonna go load it up with Joe, huh?
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna go run the set real quick. For games, we have the Expeditions.
Disco Simulator?
Oh, yeah, from the list of games that are coming out. I didn't click on all of them. I just clicked on stuff that I knew or that sounds familiar. You tell me. While you're looking it up, I'll go through this. Expeditions, a Mudrunner game, which I think kind of like makes the game a little more focused, mission-based, where I kind of tried to play Mudrunner back in the day, and I was kind of lost because I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. I think the Expeditions might be a more accessible way. But we'll see. For movies, we have Poor Things is finally in digital, so we can finally watch it. That's the one with Emma Stone as the main with Mark Ruffalo. And Kung Fu Panda is out in theaters this weekend. So we got some big releases. For music, we have Ariana Grande finally releasing her album. Bleachers. It might be like their date. I don't know if it's just called Bleachers as well, the album. It might be their self-titled project. And Volume 2 of Vultures. I didn't know that was coming out. We'll see. I heard all of the first one, first volume, and I had like one or two tracks where I'm like, okay, this sort of okay.
I still need to listen to it.
But I don't know. I think it's off the, I don't know, it's like in the deep end of abstract, if that makes sense. When you hear it, you're going to be like, okay, it sounds like a lot of stuff is happening at once and doesn't, there's no shape, if that makes sense. When you hear it, you'll check it out, I guess.
In in 2 weeks, the lady that made the Feminina song apparently dropping an album.
Oh, neat.
Empress of. I'm looking through your list.
Oh, Empress of, yeah. You're talking about the releases on what is it? Metacritic?
Yeah.
Yeah, she dropped an EP earlier, and some of the tracks were okay in it, so I'm actually looking forward to the full thing.
This
year?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta listen to it.
I think it was an EP, or it might have been like a single with multiple tracks. You know how you can do that in Spotify and stuff, where it says single, but it's like more than one track?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those.
One of them.
What's one of them? And that's all we got. Peeps, I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all listening, watching, both. Make sure to do all the interaction stuff, like, leave a comment, even if it says, yo, this sucks. So I know you watched up until the end, or you just happen to skip to the end and hear me say this. That's it. Unless you guys have anything else. All righty. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.